السلام على يا أبا عبد الله.
وإنما خرجت لطلب الإصلاح في أمة جدي صلى الله عليه وآله.
The words of Imam al-Hussein عليه السلام in dialogue.
صلى الله عليك يا أبا عبد الله.
Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, the son of the Lady of Light, the esteemed Fatima, the son of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali, the grandson of the Holy Prophet Muhammad. Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, the beacon of light which guides towards independence and self-determination. The one who addresses Allah the Exalted on the day of Ashura, saying, "In so many difficulties and sorrows, matters which the heart cannot deal with, I have unburdened myself upon you and brought my grievances before you, O Allah." Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, the master of martyrs, these are his dialogues. Imam al-Hussein's response to Abu Hiram. O Aba Hiram, indeed, the Umayyads belittled my reputation, but I endured. They confiscated my property, but I endured. And they wanted to shed my blood, so I felt insecure and departed. By Allah, they shall slay me, and Allah shall make them completely deprived with a sharp sword over them. He shall make a person suppress them, the one who shall denigrate them so that they shall be lower than the people of Saba when their queen was a lady who was controlling their properties and their lives.
As-salamu alayka ya Aba. وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائي عليك مني.
Dear audience, now let's listen to some parts of زيارة الناحية المقدسة. Stay tuned.
وبقي الليل والنهار. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام على الحسين الذي سمحت نفسه بمهجته.
Peace be upon al-Hussein, who sacrificed himself up to the last drops of the blood of his heart.
السلام على من أطاع الله في سره وعلانيته.
Peace be upon him who obeyed Allah secretly and openly.
السلام على من جعل الله الشفاء في تربته.
Peace be upon whom Allah placed a cure in the soul of his place of martyrdom.
السلام على من الإجابة تحت قبته.
Peace be upon the one under whose dome answer to supplications is guaranteed.
السلام على من الأئمة من ذريته.
Peace be upon the one in whose descendants are the imams after him.
السلام على ابن خاتم الأنبياء. السلام على ابن سيد الأوصياء.
Peace be upon the son of the seal of the prophets. Peace be upon the son of the chief of the executors.
السلام على ابن فاطمة الزهراء السلام على ابن خديجة الكبرى
Peace be upon the son of Fatima, the radiant. Peace be upon the son of Khadija, the great.
السلام على ابن سدرة المنتهى السلام على ابن جنة المأوى السلام على ابن زمزم والصفا
Peace be upon the son of the load tree in the outermost boundary of heaven. Peace be upon the son of the garden of refuge. Peace be upon the son of Zamzam and As-Safa.
As-Salamu ala al-Murammali bid-Dima. As-Salamu ala al-Mahduki al-Khiba. As-Salamu ala khamisi ashabi ahli al-Kasa.
Peace be upon him who was saturated in his blood. Peace be upon him whose tents were violated. Peace be upon the fifth of the people of the cloak.
And now let's listen to Dr. Muhammad Reza Fakhr Rouhani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bin-Ista'in. Sallallahu alayki wa abdillah. In answer to Abu Hiram, who encountered Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam and inquired of the reason for his movement and leaving Mecca to Iraq, Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam indicated that actually he had been wronged by the Umayyads and indicated that the Umayyads did all sorts of, exerted all sorts of pressures on him. First of all, Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam indicated that the Umayyads actually tried to defame him and then they exerted much pressure on him and made the Medinan context and space very much agitated and far from secure for him. And in Mecca, Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam sensed that the Umayyads were intent to kill him in Mecca. So there was no way out for Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam and his people to leave Mecca out. To leave Mecca and to move toward Karbala, toward Al-Kufa, in fact. And then Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam anticipated that after the Umayyads would certainly slay him, martyr him, the Umayyads will be turned into one of the most abased people, such that even the least respect wouldn't be left for them. And Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam indicated that those Umayyads who would kill him will be very much despised. And it was indeed a truthful anticipation of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, because we find that after a couple of years after the Karbala incident, al-Mukhtar al-Thaqafi worked out a revolt and summoned and collected those criminals who slew Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. In this connection, we find that Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam's anticipation was correct. It wasn't anything imaginary. So we find that in the anticipations of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, it was a certain remark, a certain anticipation that came true in the revolt of al-Mukhtar al-Thaqafi. Thank you very much for listening to this episode. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to this episode of the program Dialogue. We hope that you remain under the auspicious grace of Imam Hussein, today and always.
عليك مني